Texas appraiser licensing requirements. Texas appraisers are licensed through the Texas Appraisers Licensing and Certification Board. Individuals entering the appraisal profession begin as appraiser trainees. Appraiser trainees gain experience by working under a certified general or certified residential real estate appraiser. Levels of licensing include licensed appraiser, certified residential real estate appraiser, certified general real estate appraiser. Appraiser trainee. An appraiser trainee is a person who is authorized, approved, but not licensed by the Texas Appraiser Licensing and Certification Board, TALCB, to gain legal real estate appraisal experience under the sponsorship of a certified general or certified residential real estate appraiser. The appraiser trainee must be a citizen of the United States or a lawfully admitted alien, be 18 years of age or older, satisfy the board as to the applicant's honesty, trustworthiness, and integrity, satisfy the education requirements, have a certified sponsor. Education requirement. The trainee must complete 75 hours of education, including basic appraisal principles, 30 hours. Basic appraisal procedures, 30 hours. 15-hour national USPAP, or equivalent, 15 hours. After completing the required education, the applicant may file the appraiser trainee application online and pay the filing fee. The applicant must have a sponsoring certified appraiser. The adición or termination of appraiser trainee sponsorship form must be completed and signed by the appraiser trainee applicant and by each sponsoring certified appraiser. While a trainee is not limited to a specific number of sponsors, a sponsor may not sponsor more than 3 trainees at one time. The applicant must submit the application fee when he or she files the application. Once the application has been filed, and the application fee paid, the applicant must have their fingerprints taken and a background check performed. Fingerprints previously submitted to TALCB or TREC meet the fingerprinting requirement and will not need to be retaken. No examination is required. Renewal requirements for the appraiser trainee. Appraiser trainees are approved for a 2-year term and must renew every 2 years. Failure to receive the renewal notice does not relieve the appraiser of the responsibility of timely application for renewal. The license will expire if the renewal is not submitted on time. The appraiser trainee is required to keep and submit an appraisal experience log and affidavit on forms prescribed by the board for the period of licensure being renewed. Requirements for renewal. Submit the renewal of appraiser trainee approval form and renewal fee. It must be postmarked no later than the expiration date of the certification. Satisfy the required 28 hours of appraiser continuing education, which must include completion of the 7-hour National USPAP Update course. Provide copies of course completion certificates with the renewal. Licensed Residential Real Estate Appraiser. A licensed appraiser is a person who is licensed by the Texas Appraiser Licensing and Certification Board, TALCB, and has met the educational, experience, and examination requirements for licensing. To be eligible to apply for a state license, the appraiser/applicant must be a citizen of the United States or a lawfully admitted alien, be 18 years of age or older, provide 1,000 hours of acceptable and verifiable appraisal experience acquired over a minimum of 6 months. Satisfy the board as to the applicant's honesty, trustworthiness, and integrity. Education requirements. The education required to obtain an appraiser license is 150 hours, including residential market analysis and highest and best use, 15 hours. Residential appraiser site, evaluation and cost approach, 15 hours. Residential sales comparison and income approaches, 30 hours. Residential report, writing and case studies, 15 hours. 15-hour national USPAP or equivalent, 15 hours. Must be completed after February 1, 2002. Evidence of successful completion must be presented via credit transcript or course completion certificate when filing an application. Once the application has been filed and the application fee paid, the applicant must have their fingerprints taken and a background check performed. Fingerprints previously submitted to TAL, CB, or TREC meet the fingerprinting requirement and will not need to be retaken. Examination. An examination is required and must be passed within 1 year of the application filing date. All requirements must be satisfied, including successfully passing the examination, before a certification will be issued. An applicant is prohibited from taking the exam after 3 failed attempts. An applicant who fails the exam by 1 to 5 points must complete an additional 15 hours of education. An applicant who fails by 6 to 10 points must take 30 hours, etc., with a maximum of 60 hours. After meeting the education requirements, an applicant will receive instructions on how to obtain a copy of the Candidate Information Bulletin, CIB, which will provide instructions on how to make reservations to take the examination. The applicant must pay the examination fee is each time the exam is taken. Certified Residential Real Estate Appraiser. A certified residential appraiser is a person certified under the Texas Appraiser, Licensing and Certification Act to perform residential real property appraisals. To be eligible to apply for a residential certification, the applicant must be a citizen of the United States or a lawfully admitted alien, be 18, 18 years of age or older, provide 1,500 hours of acceptable and verifiable appraisal experience acquired over a minimum of 12 months. Satisfy the board as to the applicant's honesty, trustworthiness, and integrity. Meet one of the 6 college-level education options available, which include Option 1, bachelor's degree in any field of study. Option 2, associate's degree in a field of study related to business administration, accounting, finance, economics, or real estate. Option 3, successful completion of 30 semester hours of college-level courses in each of the following specific topic areas: English composition, 3 hours, microeconomics, 3 hours, macroeconomics, 3 hours, finance, 3 hours, algebra, geometry, or higher math, 3 hours, statistics, 3 hours, computer science, 3 hours, business law or real estate law, 3 hours. 2 elective courses in any of the above topics or in accounting, geography, agricultural economics, business management, or real estate, 3 hours each. Option 4. Successful completion of at least 30 hours of college-level examination program, CALEP. Examinations that cover each of the specific topic areas in Option 3. See equivalency table for applicable exams. Option 5. Any combination of Option 3 and Option 4 that includes all of the topics identified. Or. Option 6. No college-level education required for appraisers who have held a licensed residential credential for at least 5 years and have no record of adverse, final, and non-appealable disciplinary action affecting the licensed residential appraiser's legal eligibility to engage in appraisal practice with the 5 years immediately preceding the date of application for a certified residential appraiser credential. Applicants will be required to pay a national registry fee after the exam is passed and the experience requirements are met to obtain an active license. Applicants will be required to pay a national registry fee after passing the exam and meeting the experience requirements to obtain an active license. Education requirement. The following education is required to become a certified residential appraiser: 200 hours total. Basic appraisal principles, 30 hours. Basic appraisal procedures, 30 hours. Residential market analysis and highest and best use, 15 hours. Residential appraiser site evaluation and cost approach, 15 hours. Residential sales comparison and income approaches, 30 hours. Residential report, writing and case studies, 15 hours. Statistics, modeling and finance, 15 hours. Advanced residential applications and case studies, 15 hours. Appraisal subject matter electives, 20 hours. 15-hour national USPAP or equivalent, 15 hours? Must be completed after February 1st, 2002. Application. After completing the education requirement, the applicant may file the online application for appraiser license at My License Online Services. The applicant must submit the required fee with the application. Once the application has been filed and the application fee paid, the applicant must have their fingerprints taken and a background check performed. Fingerprints previously submitted to TALCB or TREC meet the fingerprinting requirement and will not need to be retaken. Examination. An examination is required and must be passed within 1 year of the application filing date. All requirements must be satisfied, including successfully passing the examination, before a certification will be issued. An applicant is prohibited from taking the exam after 3 failed attempts. An applicant who fails the exam by 1 to 5 points must complete an additional 15 hours of education. An applicant who failed by 6 to 10 points must take 30 hours, etc., with a maximum of 60 hours. After meeting the education requirements, an applicant will receive instructions on how to obtain a copy of the Candidate Information Bulletin, CIB, which will provide instructions on how to make reservations to take the examination. Applicants must pay the examination fee each time they take the exam. Certified General Real Estate Appraiser. A certified general appraiser is a person certified under the Texas Appraiser, Licensing and Certification Act to perform real property appraisals. To be eligible to apply for a certified general appraiser, the applicant must be a citizen of the United States or a lawfully admitted alien, be 18 years of age or older, provide 3,000 hours of acceptable and verifiable appraisal experience acquired over a minimum of 18 months, of which a minimum of 1,500 hours must be non-residential, real property appraisal experience. Satisfy the board as to the applicant's honesty, trustworthiness, and integrity. Applicants will be required to pay a national registry fee after passing the exam and meet the experience requirements in order to obtain an active license. Education requirement. A bachelor's degree or higher from an accredited college or university, in addition to the following coursework, 300 hours, is required to become a certified general appraiser. Basic appraisal principles, 30 hours. Basic appraisal procedures, 30 hours. 15-hour national U.S. PAP or equivalent, 15 hours. Must be completed after February 1, 2002. General appraiser market analysis and highest and best use, 30 hours. General appraiser site, evaluation and cost approach, 30 hours. General appraiser sales comparison approaches, 30 hours. General appraiser sales income approach, part 1 and 2, 60 hours. General appraiser report, writing and case studies, 30 hours. Statistics, modeling and finance, 15 hours. Appraisal subject matter electives, 30 hours. Evidence of successful completion shall be presented via credit transcript or course completion certificate when filing an application. Once the application has been filed and the application fee paid, the applicant must have their fingerprints taken and a background check performed. Fingerprints previously submitted to TALCB or TREC meet the fingerprinting requirement and will not need to be retaken. Examination. An examination is required and must be passed within 1 year of the application filing date. All requirements must be satisfied, including successfully passing the examination before a general certification will be issued. An applicant is prohibited from taking the exam after 3 failed attempts. An applicant who fails the exam by 1 to 5 points must complete an additional 15 hours of education. An applicant who failed by 6 to 10 points must take 30 hours, etc., with a maximum of 60 hours. After meeting the education requirements, an applicant will receive instructions on obtaining a copy of the Candidate Information Bulletin, CIB, which will provide instructions on how to make reservations to take the examination. The applicant must pay the examination fee each time they take the exam.